And he says, oh, you could add a party anytime you wanted. And they cast that child as ungrateful. But who wants to ask for a party in their own honor?
Right.
I feel like we've misunderstood that kid that stayed. That was a developmental trauma. It wasn't what happened to him. It's what didn't happen for him. That parent was so focused on the child who had gone astray that the one who stayed was seen as ungrateful when really they were just unseen.
Yeah.
And that is trauma, to be unseen, not to be nurtured, not to be attuned to. You can have all your physical needs met.
Yeah.
But your heart needs are
not
met.
This is so interesting that we're having this conversation, because I think so many people think that it's, you know, you were beaten or sexually assaulted or somebody physically harmed you. Mm-hmm. But I actually so applaud you for offering this message, because to be unseen, I think, is the worst.
It's the deepest trauma. That's the devastating part.
Internalize it, or it shows up. People try to tell you you're crazy, or more interestingly, that it didn't matter.
That it didn't matter.
And one of the things that I have learned in all the years of interviewing so many thousands of people is that that is the one thing everybody is looking for, is for the validation
that
I matter.
The validation. And you have that child inside, and you begin to believe it didn't matter. And so you silence him or her. Mm-hmm. And that is so scary. And that perpetuates generational trauma, because what I've seen in clients that I've worked with for 20 years is that how you treat the child inside of you is how you will treat the child in front of you. And if you minimize the pain you have inside, buck up. You got this. You won't see that they're hurting. You won't see the abuse that's happening, because you ignore the child inside of you. So we have to heal internally to take care of our own children.
And that's why the generational trauma continues. Say it. Say
it. That's why it just keeps going.
Because you have not healed the trauma inside yourself, the hurt inside yourself. And so you think, because you... Gosh, have we not seen this in the African-American, in the Black community? It's just like...
Over and over again.
You know, you hear it over and over again. What I did, and I walked 50 miles to school, and I didn't...
One of the things that we need to realize is that love liberates. Love does not control or seek to hold on to. It lets go. So if you find yourself trying to do something out of a place of controlling the environment and controlling outcomes for somebody that you say you love, then think again, because Maya Angelou said, love liberates. And I believe that it's also a Christian perspective, because God himself, the same way God himself allows you to mess up, allows you to make your own decisions, and God is love, then we should borrow that example of his love, allowing us to make our decisions to love him, to honor him, and to be led by him. The other thing is, the world has its own agenda for your children. I mean, we have seen the effects of the Illuminati and how, you know, the children are being sucked now into the entertainment industry by the use of children of those who are already members of the Illuminati, such as now Blue Ivy, with Beyonce performing next to her. And I think it is high time we stopped losing gifted individuals who have been given the talent by God to the devil, because he's not the one that gave them the talent. He may give them the fame, but God can also give them fame, you know? So we're not talking about a gifting that came from the enemy, yet the enemy is using it for his kingdom. So let us be careful, because now the children of these people who already sold their souls to the devil are going to have a following, and this following is the next generation. And this generation needs to be protected from the wiles of the devil, the lying and the deceiving, that with fame and money you have everything you don't. Then you must also realize that do unto others as you'd like them to do unto you is a command. Now, it's a command by Jesus Christ, because we don't do that by default. Our default is to do unto others what they do to us. And so we're vengeful by default because of our insecurities and our fallen nature. So ask yourself, are you doing to others what you would like them to do, or what they did to you? Because if this world was about doing to others what they did to us, some of us, it would be a miserable place, because, but it is a peaceful place because some people have chosen to turn the other cheek.